This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We continue to work. I mean, we're hitting 220 something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe with giving up over 5 runs a game. So we got to continue to put the effort in. I thought we swung the bat better in Anaheim, okay at times yesterday, and then today we had a tough day.
I mean, I think it's human nature, but you know, this is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time, and I promise you, nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse. But that being said, like, we have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. Can't give up. Can't give in. You know, I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting.
That was a frustrated Brandon Hyde and Ryan O'Hearn following the Orioles' 27th loss of the season yesterday. They got swept by the Twins. Second time they've been swept by the Twins in back-to-back weeks. 4-0 losers at Camden Yards. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Just Jason and I. Ken will be back with us on Monday. But their homestand continues today, Jason, against the Nats, a team that they lost a series to in D.C. a couple of weeks back. And this is beyond taking on water at this point. The Orioles have the second worst record in the American League. They have the worst run differential in the American League. In the month of May, which heading into it, easiest schedule in baseball, they're 3-9. They have a 188 batting average with runners in scoring position. The next closest team, the Reds, with a 203 batting average. And we always go back to June 21st of last year because that's when things really fell apart. Orioles are now 57-73 since June 21st. That is the sixth worst record in baseball, Jason. So,
or the 23rd best, Bone, depending on how you want to look at it. I'm sure the warehouse, they're probably saying it's the 23rd best.
But if this team were to get swept this weekend, they're in the midst of a long stretch without an off day, but they hit the road and begin a road trip on Monday. If they get swept this weekend against a struggling Nats team, is that when we could finally see a move?
Well, look, the most pressing question with this franchise is, what's the owner thinking? You know, does he care? How much does he care? What's it going to take for Uncle Ruby to take some action as the owner of this club outside of spraying people with water guns and throwing hats at him? Because in terms of actions, not words, not silly words that were said in Davos, Switzerland, or similarly silly words that were said in Sarasota, Florida, or some really silly words that were said after an opening day victory, but actions in response to a team that's been in steady and steep eroding decline since almost a calendar year ago. What's it going to take for somebody to do something with a decision maker in the warehouse? So personally, do I know what that threshold is? I don't, Bone. I would have seriously thought about firing this manager after he butchered the series with the Rangers, and I would have seriously thought about firing this general manager after he butchered the 2023 deadline, let alone 2024, let alone all the madness since then. I would have to think, Bone, that six losses out of six games at home against two teams that people thought were going nowhere before the season started, facing in that span a total of one elite caliber starter, that would be tonight, Mackenzie Gore, coming on the heels of an absolutely insipid road trip in which they barely eked something out against the Angels after getting whacked by the Twins, and sitting with, to your point, the sixth worst record in baseball since June 20th of last year, and Bone, the fourth worst home record in baseball, 27-35, not even including the playoffs, since the start of last year. Wouldn't you think that would have to, like, no one really knows, and there is no track record, and there is no history, and there is no profile with this ownership group, but there was nobody watching the 27 innings of baseball against the Twins. Now, you could tell me it's the middle of the week and it's noon and all that.
Change the start time, but yes.
But Bone, they played 27 innings in 27 hours, and they scored in two of those innings. This isn't about wounded pitchers. This isn't about the mythology of what Grayson Rodriguez is or could be. This isn't about, woe is us, we gave up five home runs in the first inning from a guy who didn't belong here. No, it's none of that. You can't hit the baseball when it matters, and you haven't been able to do it for a year.
We've been having this conversation of when they could make a move, whether it's the manager, whether it's hitting coach, whatever. A big move going back to that Yankee series at the end of April. And that was when we had Tony Gwynn Jr. on. And you asked him that question, if that Yankee series
that off day.
And Tony even agreed maybe a move could be made. I've always been saying Memorial Day, June 1st, in large part because if you couldn't gain ground in this month, you need to face reality. And if the Orioles were to get swept, their 3-9 record in May would go to 3-12. That is an abject failure where something would have to be done.
You would have
done.
Twice as many losses as wins. Well, I mean, that's the road they're on. Twice as many losses as wins.
Whether it's DFAing someone, sending a player down, firing a coach, something would need to happen when they would hit the road. And a lot with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is expectation. And the Orioles entered this season with a lot of expectation. And I know you were tempered, Jason, but their over-under preseason win-loss total was 87.5 wins.
Yep.
In order for the Orioles to win 88 games, they would have to go 73-49 the rest of the way. That's not going to happen.
No.
And it's not even going to be close. So, because of this severe underachievement, combined with the second half of last year, and heck, even going back to the trade deadlines and all of that, it's no longer, and hasn't been for a while, it's no longer acceptable, and this fan base deserves better.
They absolutely do. And to your point about like DFAing or whatever, short of sending Adley Rutschman down, there is no transaction they could make that I believe could rise to the level of what's warranted for how pathetically they play baseball every night. You know what I mean? Like, if they decided now to DFA Charlie Morton or Kyle Gibson, what would that do? You know what I mean? Like, or what, Sino Perez or whomever. Like, they're not cutting Tyler O'Neill. I'd love to see it. They're not cutting him with $17 million, dude. They keep running him out in right field every night. Like, what could they do transactionally? Again, sending Adley Rutschman to Norfolk would be, all right, that would show me that they at least realize that this thing is horribly broken and it's not just production, it's culture, it's toxicity, it's lack of leadership, it's sophomoric, it's naive, it's pathetic. And so that would, okay. Now, is he the only thing wrong with this team? Would that fix it?
No.
But that would at least would get people's attention.
It would send a message.
It would put the GM on notice. Everybody would be on notice that we're acknowledging the degree of failure that we're sending out there for nine innings most nights. Short of that, though, Bone, I don't see much they could do outside of what's obvious. The hitting coaches should have already been blown out. The skipper should have already been blown out. And if you're going to blow the skipper out now, a week after your GM went on every media vehicle could possibly go on to say how much he believes in the skipper and how joined at the hip they are, then fire him too, please.
We have a jam-packed show full of Orioles and baseball talk, but don't worry, we're going to work in the Ravens as well. We're going to get back into their schedule in the 3 o'clock hour. How many wins are we seeing in this way too early date of May 16th? And also, Derrick Henry, what kind of encore could he have after rushing for over 1,900 yards? But our guests start at 2:30. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Ariel Epstein, we will get our best bets with her at 3. And IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, joins us at 5.
Yeah, obviously a lot to get to here. I feel bad for John Mioli because he's like, he's taking this personally. Like, he feels, I mean, just read his pieces, but he's literally like kind of cutting a vein and letting it bleed out about,
give me a first question,
how much he feels like he may have missed the boat on the Orioles or not seen more of this coming. And is this still a mirage or is this reality? And look, we've been talking to John about this rebuild
years
for 5 years now, going on 5 years, and taking his temperature regularly on it. Really interested to chat with him. We've got Beltway Ben in the role of Gigi in bounce back fallback. I lost to Gigi controversially on a fake Adley Rutschman RBI that should have been a pop out, but nevertheless, can I start a new win streak at Beltway Ben / Gigi's expense?
Well, and find out if you did start.
Right. Maybe I'm 2 weeks in. That's true. Yeah. That's true. We do have to review. We'll preview the Nat series with our buddy Jacob Calvin Meyer. And yeah, we've got some thoughts on Derrick Henry and the Ravens this season.
Speaking of the Nats series, that's what we're getting into next. Really tough lefty on the mound for the Nationals, Mackenzie Gore, who the O's did face a couple weeks ago. What are our expectations for the offense against Gore? We'll let you know next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.